In a previous video, I said that we were going to slow things way down, like a water drop. And in this video, we're going to speed them up again. So this is where we bring all the pieces together and everything you've been learning all here. So the first video I ever showed you in this module was this little matrix here about self-awareness. What we can see, what others can see, what we can't see, what others can't see, and how these all live. And that the goal of this module, as well as candidly the rest of all human growth and evolution, is to move as much of the stuff we can't see into the column that we can see. The more we can see, the more choice we have. The more we can see, the less we are blinded by our behaviors. And there is so much that we hide from ourselves and so much that we can't see. So this is what this work is all designed to do. All the questions I've put you through, all that stuff, is surfacing that work. A good coach, their job is to help you see what you can't see. So what you do is, the goal is to try to get in all of this awareness work that we've been doing as much of the stuff as possible from the hidden life into the inner life. And then once it's in the inner life, you get to choose how much of that you want to show others. You certainly want to get your blind spots over into the public life. That you're not going to reveal because they already know it. It's more like it's revealed to you. And all of this work is designed to do that. So what you do in order to bring everything together, because there's a lot of complexity, but let me just try to simplify it all down like this. This is called the awareness elevator. It's that's designed to elevate your awareness, but it's also a metaphor, an elevator. Tim Galway from The Inner Game, he calls this exercise transposing. I just call it an awareness elevator. And it makes use of the three centers of intelligence. And you basically get in the elevator and you go down three stories. And at each floor, you're asking a key question. So the first question at the first floor is, what am I thinking? So that's that first question, that all that module around the mind gardening and seeds and weeds and all that is, what am I thinking? What do I actually bring? What stories do I bring? Next one is, what am I feeling? What are those emotional experiences I'm having? So that's when you map out those three characters and those three dominant emotions, anger, fear, sadness. And the last one is, you know, what do I want? What is my commitment? What is that thing that I'm actually after? And that's kind of the deeper thing. That's the deepest thing that's more important than all the thoughts, the feelings, whatever. And that's why we go down in the elevator. Now, once you've done that work, which you just did, and by the way, although we took hours to do this work reflectively, the more you do it, the faster it gets and the quicker you can do this. You can literally start by going, asking these three questions. What am I thinking about this? What am I feeling about this? And what do I want? And then the trick, before you have your conversation, is you'll do the exact same thing, but you're going to do it for the other person. Here's the key. This is the elevator for others, and this is what Tim Galway talks about as transposing. And this is where you imagine. You don't have to be right. And in fact, it's better that you don't think you're right. It's better that you just imagine it. But it gives you a chance to walk a mile in their shoes. What might they be thinking as it relates to the issue you're going to confront them on? What are they thinking? In some cases, they just may not be aware of it. Or in some cases, they might be pretty mad too. Mad as a feeling. So again, and by the way, this feels pretty artificial, I know, because stories and feelings, they all get intermingled. But then you want to ask the same thing. What are they feeling? What emotions do they bring to the conversation? And of course, last but not least, what do they want? What is it that they want? So that's your awareness elevator. It takes all of everything we've done. It puts it together into this very simple six questions, but three main questions that you're doing for yourself. You do a quick assessment for yourself. You do an assessment for them. And then you use all the data that you got to begin to plan your conversation, which we're going to get to in the next module, how to plan the conversation. But I want to actually just make an observation about this whole endeavor we've been on, which is self-awareness. It is the most powerful gift you can give yourself in hard conversations, in your own growth and development. Self-awareness is a really big one. And so here's what self-awareness looks like, though it grows over time. And the more you do this work, the better you get at it. And here's what it starts to look like. So the first stage in self-awareness is that you need to be told this about you. So this is where you have a blind spot and somebody comes to you and goes, I'm going to show you something. What you did in that meeting, you said X, Y, and Z. Here's the effect it had on me. That was a problem. And you go, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. And I would have never known it if you didn't tell me. And so stage one of self-awareness is someone else has to tell you. And it's not a bad thing. It's just we all have stage one in us. There's not like you never graduated from it. Eventually, someone will have to tell you what you've done. Stage two is a little more advanced. This is where you actually see what you did, but you see it later. You know, you go through the experience, you have an argument, you have a confrontation, you have something, and in the moment, you have no idea what's going on. You're just busy having the conversation. That's usually when you're in the reptile brain, and you eventually, a week later, an hour later, a month later, a year later, you might go, hey, you know what? I think when I was in that conversation, I was actually very afraid, and I didn't admit that, and I was probably afraid, and this is what I was afraid of, and that's that next wave of awareness. And of course, the final stage of self-awareness is stage three, and that's when you see it in the moment. And this is a very advanced stage of self-awareness that not many people get to. And it's the stage where you get to say, in the midst of a conversation, as I'm having the fight with you, I start to notice and feel defensiveness in me. And I start to witness it. I'm able to watch and observe this sort of defensiveness come up like a shield around me. And I'm going, huh, that's, I'm just observing it. I'm just aware of it. I'm not judging it. I'm just noticing like, wow, that's a lot of defensiveness. And the reason that's so powerful is the moment you can notice in the moment, when you can see it in the moment, you actually can control it. You have the ability to direct it. You have the capacity to have distance from it. And so you could choose in the moment to say, hey, you know what? I'm noticing I'm having some defensiveness come up while we're having this conversation. I'm not sure why that is, but I think it's because I'm concerned that that, and I have this fear, and this is what it is, right? So that's a really late stage kind of awareness. And so I want you to just know this because you're all of us have all three in us. It would be awesome if we could all get to stage three all the time. It isn't likely to happen. I know I've known some very sage, wise people who still have stage one moments, like all of us. But I want you to just see that map so you can start to go, yeah, gosh, what would it be like for me to actually practice that third stage kind of awareness where in the moment I can see, sense, feel, and observe my own emotional responses, belief systems, narratives I'm telling, the distortions that I've got going on, the way that I'm rendering reality. I can see that it's off base somehow. That's the kind of stuff that you're shooting for. Now, in the next video, we're going to start to now move, now that you've done kind of all the awareness work, we're going to actually move to how do you have the conversation?